Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on a Getaway Friday, May the 7th, 2021. 20 minutes past the hour, and away we go today. And just for people listening to the program, because sometimes I get messages prior to going on the air, we are starting on time this morning. I got messages this morning that we were starting late. You know, sometimes the news is long, the obituaries are long, sometimes even the weather is long. We want to keep the community informed, so we are starting right on time. Anywhere between 13 and 20 minutes past the hour. Now, it's going to be a great day today. We're hopefully going to have several visitors to the studio today. I've heard from several people. Will they be able to get here? Will they not be able to get here? We really don't know, but we will see how the day plays out, and maybe it'll be one of those days where they all show up throughout the day today. It's a nasty day outside, so what else is there to do? What a first Friday in May. Gee whiz, I think May has been, so far, the first 7 days, the first full week in May, has been worse weather than we had in April or March. Not very nice at all. And it looks like Mother's Day on Sunday is going to be a complete wash, something like 49 degrees and rainy at this point. Now, maybe that'll change in the next 48 hours, but what a mess. Not a good Mother's Day weekend for Mom. Now, let's see here. What else did I want to talk about this morning? Well, we'll start right off the top here because yesterday, if you were listening to the program, it was a little after 9 o'clock. We got a phone call from a listener, and I have no idea who it was, that they had just, I don't remember if they had just seen an accident over in the area between Merchant and Garfield Park. At that time, I think the report was between Jersey and Garfield Park was the area we had from the first report. And we thought there were three cars involved, and we thought that two of them were pretty smashed up. And that was the initial call. Now, that call came in even before the emergency crews were on the scene. And then we had two additional calls in the 9 o'clock hour yesterday from people who were driving by, who seen what was going on, and it was just a horrible experience. And as you know, if you've paid attention to the Facebook page or listened to the news this morning, we now know exactly what did happen, thanks to the Marion Police Department getting the Highway Patrol, I guess is what it was, getting the news out yesterday about 3 o'clock on exactly what had happened. And it's just a horrible, horrible story. And I heard from several people yesterday about this story because they knew people involved. And I also got an email last night because... Well, let's just start here, and we'll kind of work our way backwards. What we know happened now, again, if you listen to the news report, you're going to hear the same thing, is that two young girls, one of whom was 18, they were sisters, with the last name Parkman, were involved in this accident. And I believe they were driving a Malibu, and the other car was a Tacoma truck. And the driver of the Tacoma was a gentleman, and he's fine from what I understand. The girls were both in serious condition as of yesterday and were taken to Marion General Hospital and were taken to Grant Medical Center. And, you know, at this point, we don't know any more than that. But I did get emails last night from people who said that their church, I believe it was the Nazarene Church, if I'm getting this wrong, somebody will tell me, but the Nazarene Church had put out prayer requests for these girls, and because I think their father, at least, and maybe their mother, I don't know, but their father was a member of the church, and it's just a sad situation, because it's my understanding, you know, these girls had jobs, these girls were not far, or at least one of them was not, I mean, close to graduating high school here in the month of May, and it's just sad, and we can hope, only hope at this point, that everything goes okay. So we really want everything to go okay for these girls, the Parkman girls. So we're thinking about them. We want them well. And you know what? I know, and I hope, because we're sending great thoughts their way and also to their family, who are going through a very hard time now. I know that they're going to be okay, and when they're okay, they can come on this show. Now, that's no reason to get okay, because, you know, being on this show is no big deal. But I know one day we're going to be sitting here talking about this, and we'll learn what happened. But I just wanted to make sure, because we did get so many calls on this yesterday, and I did hear from so many people last night who were interested in this, and I also know that on the Facebook page, it has gotten an awful lot of hits, and it's gotten an awful lot of shares, and an awful lot of comments, and people are interested. So, you know, I'm not telling anything out of school here, nothing that was not in the press release, so we want to send our best wishes to these two young girls who are having a very rough 24-hour period here. And we hope they're okay, and we hope their family is okay, and we want them to get better. You know, in the grand scheme of life, you think about the little things that you go through every day, and you worry about them, and they really don't amount to a whole lot of anything. And then there's a story like this, and, you know, these girls woke up yesterday morning and didn't think anything was going on, or their day would just be a normal day, and then this happens. But unfortunately, that's what life does from time to time to all of us, and the best we can say at this point is we want them to get better, whereas everybody in Marion is sending our best thoughts, those of us who did not know them and those of us who know them, and if we get any updates, we will share them with you. But we wish them very well, and we want them to get better. Now, if anybody has anything to say, feel free, because this was a big story yesterday, and this is what we do here. We want to give people time to say what they want to say. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So, that's that. Oh, and I want to say something very quickly about this before we, you know, move on to something else, is that, you know, when you put out a press release in a traffic accident, there usually is someone who makes a mistake. It's just the way it is. We're not all perfect. Now, we will probably learn more as time goes on with this accident, just like all other accidents, about exactly what happened yesterday, just after 9 o'clock in the morning. But no matter what caused the accident, it is an accident. And it's done. You can't unding the bell, no matter who was at fault. And two people are seriously injured. And to my understanding, are still in serious condition, until somebody tells me otherwise. So that right now should not even be on our radar for people who are saying anything about that. So, right now, we want the girls to get better, and then we'll worry about other things. But the important thing is that they get well. So, that's where we are on that story. And again, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Starting our Getaway Friday here on WWGH Radio. It's an interesting way to start. And now going from the very serious to the not so serious. As I had said, last Saturday, somebody came and cleaned out my refrigerator, which was a big job, huge job, a matter of fact, to clean out my refrigerator, because I don't believe it had been cleaned out for somewhere around 5 years, and maybe longer than that, but at least 5 years. So, you know, I'm a single guy. I live alone. It's really not at the top of my priority list to clean out the refrigerator. So, this person said, you know, this refrigerator's got to be cleaned out. It's a toxic biohazard. So, they decided last Saturday they were going to clean out the refrigerator, and they did, a fantastic job cleaning out this refrigerator. I mean, Amelia Earhart was in the back of this refrigerator, or Jimmy Hoffa, whichever you want to say. We found both of them back there. But as we were going through the refrigerator, there was a plate of cookies in there. Now, the cookies were from the Republican convention in 2016, so I know it had at least been 5 years. And one was from Dayspring Church, which would have been the election of 2016. So again, 5 years. And also some Christmas cookies. They were all kind of on the same plate. Now, at the time, I probably saved these for two reasons. Number one, I'm not a sweet eater, so I don't, you know, I probably would not have eaten the cookie regardless. And number two, it was such a work of art. I like when people are creative with cookies. You know, when you get a cookie from the store, big deal. But if you make a cookie and you put, you know, I voted on it, or put the Republican National Convention 2016 on it, or make Christmas cookies homemade with kids, you know, that's creative, sometimes on a child level, sometimes on an adult level. So, these cookies were kept, and honestly, probably not on purpose for 5 years, but as of Saturday, I pull these cookies out, and they've been in there for 5 years. So now, I've got a little bit of remorse about throwing these cookies away, because they're not molded, they're not shriveled up, they're not any, they look just like the cookies did when they were brand new 5 years ago. So, I thought I should preserve these cookies. Now, I think people think I'm a hoarder or one of these things. Honestly, the reason I want to preserve these cookies is just because I accidentally now have saved them for 5 years, and I feel now like I've done something huge, because there's not a speck of mold on any of these cookies, and I don't understand how that can be, even though they were refrigerated for 5 years. I mean, if somebody got in the refrigerator right now and saw a clean refrigerator now and saw these cookies, they would eat them, because they don't look bad. They don't look any different than they did 5 years ago. So somebody told me I could shellac the cookies, because I do want to take them out of the refrigerator, because I'm worried now somebody is going to eat them. But I'm afraid if I take them out of the refrigerator that they will mold. So somebody said I should shellac them, and I have no idea how to shellac anything. But people wanted to see pictures of them, to see that I was not telling a fib, I guess. So I yesterday put the pictures up online I put the pictures up of the cookies as they are today in May of 2021. Now remember, these cookies, the Republican convention one is probably from, I'm going to say July of 2016. The I voted one is probably from November of 2016. And the Christmas ones are probably, now I don't know, I'm guessing they're either from December of 2016 or they might be from December of 2015. So these might really be old cookies. So at this point, the cookie pictures are online. So anybody who has seen these, why do you think they have not molded? And I know the theory is now I've taken pictures of these cookies and I should just throw them away. But what do you think? Why have these cookies not molded? Is that what cookies do? Just hold up all these years? If you put them in the refrigerator? I don't know. I never thought they'd hold up that long. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can discuss this. Because, you know, the cookie pictures are online now, and I'm sure people have seen them. And for people who don't know that I've been talking about this on air, they probably think I'm nuts. Why did I put these pictures up in May of 2021? Well, it's because they are ancient cookies at this point. And I'm not sure what to do with them at this particular juncture. Now, the other question we had when it came to these baked goods are Twinkies. Do Twinkies spoil? Now, we've never had an answer on this. Now, I know there is a sell-by date on Twinkies. So, yes, there is a point to where the store has to sell the Twinkie. But Twinkies are not refrigerated at all. It does not say refrigerate Twinkies. And Twinkies are wrapped individually in that little clear plastic. And I don't know that there's anything in a Twinkie that would spoil. It seems to me like I saw a study a few years ago that Twinkies will last forever. I don't know what they're made up of, but, you know, they're like, what's something else that lasts forever? There are things that will last forever, and Twinkies are one of them. And I can't remember if the story was that Twinkies will last forever or that Twinkies would outlive any human being who was alive when they were manufactured. I don't know what the story was, but does anybody know the story on Twinkies, how long they will last? That I'd be interested to know. Because I do have some Twinkies that have just recently passed their sell-by date. Because I'm not a big sweet eater. But I have like two or three boxes of these cotton candy flavored Twinkies. And I think the sell-by date was something like late April. So give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you think about Twinkies? And for anybody who's worked in a grocery store or a restaurant or anything like that, maybe work for a vending machine company. What is the difference between the sell-by date and the expiration date? Now, I know when it comes to meat, this is very important. But we're not talking about meat. We're talking about Twinkies, not meat. So what would be the differences here? I think there are some between meat and baked goods. I think the sell-by dates, because if you notice, if you go into a store, the sell-by date on baked goods is very quick turnover. Like donuts, fresh donuts in a store, I think they can only keep them for a day. Maybe not even that long, maybe just the day that they prepare them. But I don't think they spoil or will kill you the next day if you ate them. So the sell-by date is definitely different than the expiration date. And, you know, I don't know if that's the same thing with milk and hamburger and that sort of thing. Does anybody know the rule of thumb about this? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I know what a sell-by date is. Sell-by date is just the date you cannot have it on the shelf anymore. But I don't know. Expiration date is something different. But, you know, the expiration date is not printed on most things. Just the sell-by date. And it says, like on the top of the milk, it'll say sell by such and such a date. So does anybody know the difference here? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. I'd be very interested to hear the answer on this one. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, on your cookies, if moisture content is low enough, you know, especially a cookie that's really crisp, you know, not soft at all, you know, they're not going to mold.
Oh, really? So cookies will never mold?
Well, not all cookies, but, you know, that's like the corn that the farmers, you know, the field corn. You know, if you take that field corn and grind it up and bag it, it's going to mold. But they dry it. They put it in a dryer and they dry it out. And then when they dry it out, they can store it in those great big, round, you know, containers that you see. I forget what they call them. There's some up there along Prospect Street.
Now,
but if you get the moisture content low enough, it's not going to mold.
But now when it comes to, like, milk and hamburger and like donuts, now the sell-by date is not necessarily the expiration date.
Yeah.
But how do you know? I mean, some people will say they smell the milk, but I would think that's kind of difficult. You know, I don't know when milk starts to congeal. I know when it's really bad, it smells sour, but I don't know if it smells sour in the beginning. And meat, the same thing. Meat gets kind of a smell, and it also starts to turn brown. But, you know, how far do people push this?
Well, I don't think the, you know, milk won't last forever, but it's going to last a few days after. Normally milk, you know, I can smell it when it's starting to turn. And meat, a good steak is aged. You know, good steak is actually, you know, brown. When you go to a steakhouse and you get a steak, you know, a real good steakhouse, you know, those steaks are aged and they're, you know, a little brown, you know, because they age them that way.
Now, as far as the cookies go, I mean, I'm not going to try this, but, you know, they're 5 years old now. But if somebody would eat them, what would happen?
Oh, I doubt it'd hurt them.
Oh, you don't think it would hurt them?
Nuh-uh.
So there's nothing in a cookie that would really spoil to hurt them?
Well, no, especially if, you know, the moisture content was low enough that it didn't mold. Now, if it had mold on it, certain types of mold, you know, is bad for you. Some types of mold won't hurt you, but, you know, I wouldn't, if I see mold on it, I wouldn't, you know, try anything like that, but.
You know what the big problem is now? There are some, I've spoke about this on the air, so what I should have done is I should have invited some people in here, like some regulars, who maybe will show up later on today, and I should have just offered them the cookies and then seen what happened.
Hey, you could have frickin' Frack try them out.
Oh, yeah, you know, what did you hear? I'm not sure which one was here last week, but it was Frick or Frack.
It was Michelle, I think, was here last week.
Michelle was here last week. We had a good time, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always a good time with Michelle, and it's a good time with Abby as well, but I don't know. She's been busy, I think. Who knows?
Well, they got things to do, especially Michelle with the business.
Oh, absolutely with the business. But hopefully, you know, maybe they'll show up today. We'll have a good time, a nice little session here. But, you know, I hate to say this, but they're both nuts.
Well, aren't all females, you know?
Well, you know, I like to put that out there before they're around, because it's like a cautionary tale that, you know, I'm obviously friends with them and have been friends with them for a while now, but clearly they're both certifiably nuts.
Yeah, well, most people are if you get right down to it.
Well, yeah, but, you know, in their case, you know, it's the fries in the Happy Meal are a few items short.
Yeah, and their Botox.
And their Botox. You know,
do they look better after their Botox?
Well, I don't know that they looked all that good before the Botox.
Hopefully it helped them.
I don't know what they're doing. I you know, honest to goodness, Botox to me just makes people look swelled. That's what it makes people look like. They look swelled.
Yeah, especially at first, for a while after that.
You know, if they just ran into a door, it would have the same effect.
More exercise might have better effect than the Botox.
Well, it might. But you know, it's one of those things that they get that Botox, and I'm telling you, that Botox is, in my understanding, it's just like a collagen that's being shot into your head. Now, why in the world would you want to shoot collagen
into
your head?
I mean, that's putting anything in your body like that, or letting your wife have breast implants or something like that. A lot of women have had a lot of trouble with those. And yeah, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't.
You know, I don't know anything about that, but I would say that shooting that collagen into your head is not going to be good, and it doesn't even last very long. And where does it go? Because it only lasts like a month or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, where does it go? Where does that collagen go? It doesn't disintegrate, I know that.
Yeah, that makes you think. Well, hopefully it helped them. Hopefully they liked it.
You know, I was going to, well, I don't know. You know, I, honest to goodness, the day they showed up and said they had gotten it recently, I really couldn't tell any difference. Not that I pay that close attention to their faces anyway, but I really could not notice any difference.
Something they probably seen on the internet.
They probably saw it on the internet. You know, they're one of those compulsive buyers. Remember when people used to watch the QVC and they'd have the big vacuum cleaners on there and they'd buy them and then the vacuum cleaners would show up and they wouldn't even pick up a hairball?
Yeah.
It was that sort of thing. I did want to ask you, though, the other day. You called Don Fleming, right?
Right.
Right. Now, we have not heard from Don yet. What was Don's mood the other day?
Well, his mood was pretty good. Now, I called him yesterday, too.
Well, let's hear about this.
And, you know, told him that you was going to be on between 8 and 10. And I, you know, made sure I give him the 107.1 again. But the first day, he talked a little bit. But the second day, he just said his health wasn't too good. And he said, thank you, and just hung up, so...
So that's kind of where it stopped and started yesterday.
Yeah. Now, the first day I talked to him, you know, first time, I didn't want to talk to him too long, but I talked to him a little bit, and he was talkative because I wanted to give him time to call you. It was almost noon anyhow.
Right. But yesterday he was not feeling very good.
Evidently, yeah. He didn't want to talk yesterday, so I told him you'd like to hear from him. You know, you always saw a lot of him and would like to, but it don't sound like he's going to call in.
So,
hopefully he'll turn the radio on and listen to you a little bit, and then maybe eventually we'll call you.
I hope so. Now, did you give him the call-in number?
Yeah, well, the first day I did, but second day he hung up on me before I could make sure I give him the number.
Oh, so he was quick.
And he was writing it down because I had to repeat it the first day.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we'll hear from him. Hopefully he feels better today.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, well, it's just good to know he's still out there and still answering the phone, and maybe we'll hear from him soon.
Well, his health might be bad, and he might be a little bit depressed. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, but I tell you, when you heard him, you knew it was him by the voice, didn't you?
Yeah, he has a nice voice, you know, distinctive voice.
Yes, he did.
I heard it was better, you know, in years prior, too.
Well, we hope he's doing well, and I hope his wife... Did he say anything about his wife?
No, but she answered the first day I called.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad she's still out there, too.
Yeah.
I think her name is Rita.
And, you know, first she said that he was resting, and then she said, oh, he's up, you know, and then she you know, put him on. So, I know he, I worry maybe he might have cancer or something like that, but.
Yeah, well, let's.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, let's hope he's doing okay, and we'll hear from him at some point.
Yeah, maybe we get him listening, maybe he'll call you back, call you sometime.
Yeah, hopefully he's able to tune us in and know we're out there thinking about him and hope he's...
I would if somebody told me that they was talking about me on the radio and they give me the radio, you know, station call number, I'd, or the dial, you know, setting, I'd be turning it on and listen.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure Don's got a radio. You know, he's from that generation that listened on the radio, and I hope to hear from him, and hopefully things will be well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks, Gus.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, there's our Don Fleming update today, too. And, you know, we just hope he's doing well. We have learned that he is still here in Marion, and that's good. And the health, I guess, is a little precarious at this moment. We don't really know what situation the health is in, but precarious health is very tough. That's a difficult obstacle for a lot of people. But we'd love to hear from him, and we hope if he is listening out there this morning, apparently now in the last 2 days, he has been informed of the station. He knows the numbers on the dial and definitely knows the phone number. We'd love to hear from him. 740-383-9944. All right, 51 minutes past the hour here. Oh, the phone is ringing. Let's see what's going on here. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, you know that diagonal parking? I think that's what you call it.
Yes.
I just came by the had an appointment this morning, and there where that restaurant is down from the courthouse that was George Posadas. That area there's 12 parking places. I counted the cars parked in there. There's 12. And before, I don't even know if you could get 6 in there. So with them doing that, they're getting double the, I think, parking.
So now, down by Byrie's, there on Main Street, there are 12 parking spaces where there only used to be 6.
I tried to count them, and I think there were 12 parked there. And I don't know if there was any empty ones. And before, I don't even know if you could get 3, maybe 6 cars in that whole area before you get to the health department. So there's about 12 cars parked there, and I didn't pay any attention if there was, like, any empty. I was just trying to count the cars as I went.
Right, so it's working.
I would say if they would keep doing that, where 6, you could get a double or a little more, and if they had taken that curb out, you know, that would help, too, because they've got that way out where you could probably park an extra few cars. So, yeah, that would help if they did that all downtown.
Now, what do you make of on Main Street now where they've eliminated some of the lanes? You know, now some of the lanes are turn lanes that did not used to be?
Well, when I got down there to the light from that, there was just a little section you can get over in that right lane because the left lane then turns and goes on Church Street. So you just had a little... I didn't pay that much attention. If there were several cars going straight down, because usually you stay in the right if you will go straight down towards Rite Aid and stuff, and left, usually a lot of them turn left. And so a bunch of cars, they had to take that one lane and, you know, take part of that lane. But if you watch right before you, right before the light, at least one car, I don't know if two, can get in that lane. Otherwise, it's like one lane, but town's not that busy anyway, so they can, you know, do away almost with the one lane.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that there's more parking down there, and you say all the parking spaces were taken this morning?
Full. So if they would do that on both sides and just have one lane, you know, going down and, you know, instead of the two that they've got, because traffic isn't that busy down there, that would help a lot.
No, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. Well, I thank you for the report.
Okay, then. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. We appreciate things like that. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Apparently, downtown, the diagonal parking is giving us about double the spaces we had before. And over and upper, that's how it's done. It's diagonal. Now, Delaware, I don't think is diagonal yet. When I was over in Delaware a couple weeks ago at the Hamburger Inn, I don't think that's diagonal parking. I think that's what we had here. You know, a parallel parking, I guess is what you would call it. But upper has the diagonal parking. When I was over at the Cheers to You pizza shop, which is a great little place to go to, over in upper, I noticed that they do have the diagonal parking. Now, is this going to solve things? I don't know. You know, it doubles the number of parking spots. That's good. But are there any parking spots in front of that Center Street Market? Because there was a big talk about the parking there. And from what I understand, not a whole lot of people go into that Center Street Market. And that's a shame, because from what I hear, it's very clean. It's very new. They put a lot of money into it. But there was a parking issue there, especially for the elderly or anybody else. Now, did they do any parking adjustments there? I just don't go downtown a whole lot. I don't know. Did they do some diagonal parking in front of that Center Street Market? Is there any parking there on that corner? I can't think of any parking that's there. There might be some on the, what would that be? Well, I guess it depends on which way you're facing. The west side of the building. There might be some parking there. Did they do any adjustments there? I don't know. If anybody knows anything, give us a buzz here. 740-383-9944. 56 minutes past the hour. Don't forget, Sunday morning here on WWGH Radio from 11:10 a.m. till 12 p.m. we have Study His Word Radio. Don't miss that. And maybe guests today on this program. At noon? Who knows? We'll see what happens. If it could be an exciting day, and possibly another guest throughout the day. We don't know. Everything at this point is just up in the air. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know anything in regard to the downtown parking situation? Oh, you know, on Facebook. Okay, and I got one of these two in the mail. How many people got the McDonald's postcard the other day? I guess it's not even a postcard. It's a big piece of mail. And it's kind of like what they send out during election time when you're trying to get somebody elected. And basically, it was from McDonald's just saying they were hiring people. And people have been taking pictures of this and posting it online. And I've seen it more than two or three times. What is the big deal? I mean, I got one. I don't want a job at McDonald's, so I threw it away. But I think that's an interesting way to try to get help. Clearly, they need help at these McDonald's. And it's nice to send out a postcard letting people know that they're hiring. Why is that such a thing for people? I don't get that. Go ahead, caller.
I got the postcard, and I gotta say, I was really ticked because I thought it was coupons,
but
when I realized it wasn't coupons, I thought, why? Just why?
Oh, you were ticked because it wasn't coupons.
Yeah.
But don't you think that's a novel idea to let people know that they are hiring?
No, I think it's stupid because everybody knows you can go put an application in whenever you want to. And even if they say they're not hiring, you're best off to put your application in. That way when they do get to hiring, they can thumb through the applications and there you are.
Yeah, but don't be shy. Tell us what you really think.
Well, what I really think is they should have gave me a free McMuffin or something.
No, I don't think everybody does know that they're hiring. Because so many places are hiring right now. I mean, every day I pass by that KFC on 95 where it says they're hiring cooks starting at $13 an hour. That sign has been up there for 4 months. Apparently, there are no cooks at KFC on Mount Vernon Avenue. So I think everybody's trying to hire people, and I think McDonald's is trying to let people know.
I think a lot of folks think they're too good to work at fast food.
Well, maybe that's why McDonald's is sending out these postcards. I don't know.
Well, maybe they could sweeten the deal with a free Frappy or something.
You know, I heard something the other day, and I'm not going to say this is my opinion, but I'm just saying I heard this, and because people are always complaining nowadays that, especially during COVID, that people won't work because they're getting more money on unemployment.
Well, there for a while, I heard that person the other day say that, and I thought, yep, you're right. There for a while, it did seem like that's what it was like.
Did you hear that, too?
Yep.
Yeah, well, who was that? I can't remember who said that.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, but I just was driving around, and I heard someone make that comment, and I thought, yep, you're right. Just like on Google News this morning, it said something about a fourth stimulus check, and I'm just... I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
Well, for people really quick here before we do the break, what we're talking about here is somebody the other day either called in or it was a guest, and they said everybody's complaining about how more people are making money on unemployment, so they're staying home than going out and getting a job. And the comment was, well, pay people a living wage and they'll go out and they'll get the job.
Yeah, but you've always gotta have everything's not equal. You always got to have your higher skilled job getting paid more than your jobs that are lower skilled. Everything has to be kind of appropriate.
But isn't your unemployment based on what you made at your job?
I guess.
So I guess if you are making more with, and you don't get 100% benefits, so if you are making more on unemployment insurance than you would going to work at McDonald's or KFC, well, why would you?
I don't know, but if they raise minimum wage too high, then the cost of everything else will go up, and you still won't be any better for it.
You know what? We're going to go to break, but that's a... I don't know, and I'm not saying it's not true, but every time minimum wage has gone up, because minimum wage since the late 90s, in the late 90s, which has been more than 20 years ago, and it's hard to believe this, in the late 90s, minimum wage was something like $5, it was very, very low. And in the last 20 years, we've almost doubled minimum wage. The cost of items in the stores in the last 20 years has not doubled. And the cost of things at fast food has not doubled. So I don't know if that's a myth.
They might not have doubled, but they are going up. Because there really ain't even a dollar menu anymore at McDonald's. There used to be a pretty healthy dollar menu.
But don't you think that's because people aren't eating there? I noticed when people started...
No, I feel like every morning when I go to get my sweet tea, it's a fight for survival.
Well, yeah, no, but look, the drinks are lower now than they were 20 years ago. A dollar on every size. It wasn't that way 20 years ago.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Well, we got to go to break, but thanks for calling.
Okay.
We'll be back in about 15 minutes.
Well, tell me about the sparkly jackets. Where did they come from?
Cleveland.
Okay.
Everything except the ball and Marion and Cleveland. Everything. Stop getting me laughing. It's too early.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. Streaming live on the net at www.wwgh1071.com. Find us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Web